Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Inspired Conversations, podcast number 14 with Karen Kirkendall. Today I have a special guest, Kay Fittis, and we are in our second podcast talking to Kay about visibility in our businesses. So welcome again, Kay.
Wonderful to be here. Yeah. We're going to jump into some other issues of visibility.
Yeah. So we covered just a few in our first podcast. So tell me today about, you were going to talk about mentors and people who may help us within our business model.
That's right. You know, we developed a mantra when we were doing this series, and it's from a African proverb, which says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others.
Yes.
And the importance of mentors, sponsors, and advocates in creating visibility, that's just essential. Mm-hmm. And it was clear that people didn't necessarily understand the differences with those terms. And so that's how we began. We truly began to understand how each of those roles are different, and how different kinds of individuals can serve in those roles. And it sounds simple to do that, but we also had to deal from the get-go with people's resistance about mentors, advocates, and sponsors. We're concerned. They didn't want to deal with rejection. If I ask someone to be my mentor and they say no, oh my goodness, what does that mean about me? They were also concerned about not wanting to be a bother to people. People are busy, granted. And they were also unsure about, so what do I want to be mentored in regard to? People have the skewed idea that there is a mentor out there in the world for them. That's certainly not true. There are so many things one can be mentored in regard to. Think right now, Karen, of something that you would love to get better at. Can you think of something that comes to mind that you would love to get better at?
This will sound really silly, but the first thing that came to my mind, I started learning to play the ukulele.
Oh, my goodness.
Which doesn't really have anything to do with business, but
It's still a good example.
Yeah, exactly. It came to my mind.
You need a teacher, probably, for ukulele, but I would also say you might need a ukulele mentor because they will tell you things like, great ways to use the ukulele, whether it is for their own relaxation, whether it's something that they do with their family, whether they're going to take it and go to the next level and try to do something more professional with it. There are so many different things that we can use mentors in regard for.
And we were, in our first podcast, talking in reference to it's a webinar that you offer.
That's correct.
And I had been part of. And so when you're talking about mentorship and advocates and people who may help us along the way, and you're giving examples, these are from some of the people in your webinars.
That's
over
exactly
the time.
Right.
And this webinar is titled Visibility for Advancement Solution. And so for being part of that workshop, it was kind of a surprise, and I must say, I didn't expect that in the workshop. And actually, I'll just kind of part from that for a moment and say that the workshop itself was so incredible for me because I've taken webinars before and 6-part webinars, and yours is so packed. And I would say it was somewhat overwhelming in the good way because you
always— A lot of information?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It was so much information. And that's why I didn't expect this, because you pack it so heavily, but one to the other, it piggybacks. So it all makes sense.
Yes, it was a building process,
certainly. Yeah. And so when we got to this, I don't know why I thought we would escape this.
Maybe you wanted to.
I did, because I think this is really hard for most of us to ask for help, or like you say, to ask for someone who might be an advocate. And I was in particular looking for a new board of director for our outreach in my mind. So I was kind of playing around with several people. I knew someone I wanted to ask, but I was afraid to do it. But during this webinar, you really helped me to have confidence to ask this person. And guess what?
They said yes.
Yes.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Well, that was one of the things that was fascinating to me. One of our group, we're going to call her Beverly.
Okay.
It took her to the very end of the six-week program to ask for a mentor, which we had done early on, where the recommendation had been there, to ask for a mentor and to get really clear on what she needed mentorship in regard to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, woohoo, I'm happy to report that she is currently being mentored very successfully, I may add.
Wow.
And, you know, it's important that people understand there are some things that you seek. There are some things you attract.
Hmm.
Mentors you seek, sponsors, and advocates you attract.
Oh boy, you better explain that.
Sponsors and advocates are individuals that choose to open doors for you, choose to connect you with instrumental people for your career. They are individuals that really are on the lookout for new opportunities for you. And it doesn't come because you ask. It comes because you have gone back to being visible, you know, the whole issue of being visible. They have seen you. They have seen your good work. And they say, ding, 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 I want to help this person.
Yeah.
You've got to be an attractor, not a seeker, when it comes to mentor or sponsors and advocates.
How many of these are reasonable to have?
Oh, my goodness. Probably endless, but realistically, I have, with the clients that I have, probably three to five advocates and sponsors, people that really are in your corner and looking out for your best interest. And it comes in many different ways. Sometimes it is, let's say you're in a corporation and they know of a position that's coming open, or they may know that the movers and the shakers in the company are going to create a new position. And your name happens to be mentioned as a good possibility because of this advocate or sponsor.
Okay. You had mentioned something that was really helpful to me, and this was our success log.
Yes.
And it was a real confidence builder for me after our webinar was over. And I would go back and look at this and think, wow, I really did make progress.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I did make progress. And so writing it down really helps. So maybe help our listeners know what that is for their own success.
Yes. And listeners, you can start this today. There's no time like the present to get rolling on this. A success log has two valuable components. One is what you just identified, Karen, that you can look at and say, wow, look at the great work I've done. Look how far I've come. Look at the strides that I am making. So that's one value of the success log. The other is it becomes evidence and leverage for creating more visibility for yourself. Think about this for a moment. Unfortunately, most people, unless they are keeping track, have a very selective memory. We tend to remember things that we botch, struggle with, fail at. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and that's what I even mentioned in our first segment about women in general. The study said that
eight times a day
we say something negative about ourselves. So so this counteracts that.
That's right. Plus, we forget our strides, our successes, and the impact in the workplace on vendors, customers, projects that we have had. You know, one of the ongoing mandates, as you already mentioned, for the members of our group was to keep a log of these successes and then use it to self-promote. We're going to call her Marnie. Started bringing her list, her log, to her weekly touch base sessions with her boss. And here's the reaction she got. Wow. I had no idea. I think that's reflective of people's illusion that if they are doing a good job, that the movers and shakers will notice. That may be more than an illusion. That may be a delusion because people are busy. We think they know what we are doing, what we are about, what kind of impact and effect we have made. And 9 times out of 10, they don't, because you are not their first priority.
You know, I kept trying to encourage a friend of mine to do that, to write out this log and present it. And I think when we were talking before about people not feeling confident enough to really bring that to the table, that not only do they have the imposter syndrome, but now they don't want to self-promote.
That's right.
That they think they're being, I don't know what the word is.
Just, a jerk.
Yeah,
perhaps.
right. But I kept encouraging her to do this, and she wouldn't do it. And so I don't know if that impacted her, but I think it's really smart to do that. Like you said, they're not really paying attention to all that you're doing.
That's right.
So it's important to bring that to the table.
It is. And when you think, for example, your listeners might want to try this, just to send a weekly email to your boss. And instead of, here's what I did this week, it would sound something like this. Just wanted you to know what a thrilled customer we have in Fred. As a result of this, this, and this, Fred, I truly believe, is going to be a customer with us for life. That's not all about you. It's really about Fred.
Right, talking about the success
that you had.
Yes.
And it's about the thumbprint you had on getting Fred as a customer, hopefully, for life.
That's a good way to really bring it to the meeting rather than a list of things that you had finished. Now, I had my own list for myself.
That's right.
Which is fine.
Then you take it and extrapolate it into here are the impacts that I have had for our business, for our organization in the last period of time.
Right.
You know,
right.
It might be weekly, it might be quarterly, who knows?
And you know, you talked about us finding our guru status.
Yes.
And that shows your guru status. That when you can really drill down, and I even asked someone the other day, I said, what is your superpower? And she drew a blank. And then I said, well, think about it, but don't think too long, because we really know innately what we're good at. And so when you're talking about guru status, it's our superpower. What do we bring?
That's right, it is.
And so how do we bring that in a confident way to our business, whether we're the employee or the employer?
That's right. You know, and it is really focusing on the end result and then backing into how you performed so that end result transpired.
Yes, and the result that we were looking for in this particular webinar that you offered was visibility.
That's right.
So you figure out who you are and your unique personality, what you're good at, bring it to the table with confidence.
That's right. And you don't always feel confident. That's part of the challenge.
Yeah.
And one of the things that impressed me in such an enormous way was even when people were a nervous wreck, they went ahead and did this anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always have to feel confident.
Right.
People think confidence comes first and then the action.
Right.
It's just the opposite.
Yeah. And that's, they say that about bravery. It's not doing things when you're not afraid. It's doing it when you are.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, we're going to close this session out and we will be back with Kay for our third segment. And so I thank you for listening to Inspired Conversations.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, Jeff Britton from Britton Products, Inc., and he's out of Huntington Woods, Michigan, and you can contact him all things real estate, over 300 products on his website at brittonproducts.com, and that's B-R-I-T-T-O-N products.com. And also like to thank the law offices of Stephen R. Adams, LLC, on 9th Street in Cincinnati, and you can contact him at 513-659-4442.
You want to watch that new 80s stock market show?
Sure, if you want.
Let's do it.
All right, let's talk tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Home. I can only watch TV in front of my TV.
I thought we could just watch it here together, under the stars, in this romantic field.
All right, I'll be right back.
Now where are you going?
I'm gonna go get my TV and a really long extension cord and my couch from home. I always sit on my couch when I watch TV.
Okay.
TV you can only watch at home is only kind of TV. Watch shows anytime, anywhere with the DirecTV app. Switch to DirecTV and ask how to get HBO included for a year. Don't just kind of TV, DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Call for details. DirecTV app requires compatible device. Available content varies based on package and location. HBO and related channels and service marks are the property of Home Box Office, Inc.
Welcome to the Subway ad for $4.99 footlongs. How would you like it?
I'll take dramatic movie trailer, please.
Here you go.
In a world filled with freshly baked bread, an unsuspecting sandwich lover is about to get a footlong Black Forest ham, cold cut combo, or veggie delight for only $4.99. Subway, make it what you want. Now playing for a limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.